Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Songs of Hope, a weekly reflection on the Psalms with Denise Seaman.
Hello, listeners. Welcome, and thank you for joining me again this week as we read and explore the Scriptures, God's holy word of hope and joy. Last week, God's word in Psalm 89 reminded us of God's faithfulness to his people from the beginning of time, remembering his promises of steadfast love and salvation to all who believe, forever and for all time. God alone is faithful in all things, so we can put our trust and hope fully in Christ alone. Carrying on with the attributes of God, the reflection for today's psalm will be on God's righteousness. Psalm 9. I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart. I will recount all of your wonderful deeds. I will be glad and exult in you. I will sing praise to your name, O Most High. When my enemies turn back, they stumble and perish before your presence. For you have maintained my just cause. You have sat on the throne, giving righteous judgment. You have rebuked the nations. You have made the wicked perish. You have blotted out their name forever and ever. The enemy came to an end in everlasting ruins. Their cities you rooted out. The very memory of them has perished. But the Lord sits enthroned forever. He has established his throne for justice, and he judges the world with righteousness. He judges the peoples with uprightness. The Lord is a stronghold for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble. And those who know your name put their trust in you, for you, O Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you. Sing praises to the Lord who sits enthroned in Zion. Tell among the peoples his deeds. For he who avenges blood is mindful of them. He does not forget the cry of the afflicted. Be gracious to me, O Lord. See my affliction from those who hate me, O you who lift me up from the gates of death, that I may recount all your praises, that in the gates of the daughter of Zion I may rejoice in your salvation. The nations have sunk in the pit that they made, in the net that they hid. Their own foot has been caught. The Lord has made himself known. He has executed judgment. The wicked are snared in the work of their own hands. The wicked shall return to Sheol, all the nations that forget God. For the needy shall not always be forgotten, and the hope of the poor shall not perish forever. Arise, O Lord, let not man prevail. Let the nations be judged before you. Put them in fear, O Lord. Let the nations know that they are but men. Having been born into a Christian family, it seems like from the time I could walk and talk, I've heard, sung, and read Bible stories, studies, sermons, and hymns about the attributes of God. When I think of God as a judge, I know that one day I, as part of the nations of God, will be judged before God in light of his holy righteousness. Every one of us is born sinful, and without Christ are incapable of being righteous on our own. In fact, as a sinful child of God, there have been more than a few times when I've heard Bible passages like verses 7 and 8, "But the Lord sits enthroned forever, and he judges the world with righteousness," that I've cringed in guilt and worry that I will not be judged good enough by God. Of course, Satan, the old evil foe, loves to have us worry about that, causing doubt in our minds that God could love us enough. God's word in the Bible tells us, "As it is written, none is righteous, no, not one." And, "Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God?" From Psalm 143, Romans 3, and 1 Corinthians. In Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, Jesus tells us, we must be imitators of Christ, saying, "You, therefore, must be perfect, as your heavenly Father is perfect." Well, that would be impossible, wouldn't it? Left to our own pathetic devices, it most certainly would be, and Satan is right there tempting us to stop trusting God and instead give way to our fears and indignation. Satan wants us to be afraid of God, our judge, wants us to think that God isn't fair. He wants us to think that we can be the judge of all things on earth and decide who or who is not saved, or whether we even need a judge at all. But no, God is righteous. He loves us, and he alone can be the judge, because he himself is righteous. God is perfect, all-knowing, holy, righteous, loves us unconditionally, and wants us all to be saved. And since no unrighteous person can stand in the presence of a holy God, how will we be saved? Well, in his mercy, he ordered a way for us to become righteous, a plan for our salvation that had nothing to do with our own works or deeds, but through Jesus Christ. Because of God's steadfast love for us, he let his only precious Son be beaten, crucified, killed, and buried to pay for our sins, and raised again from the dead in glory, so that we too can become acceptable in God's sight. Hear Paul's beautiful words in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. For our sake he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. So in order for us to be saved, we need to be perfect and righteous. Well, my dear friends, you have been made righteous because of Christ's redeeming work on the cross. His righteousness is given to every one of us, not merited or earned by anything we have done, but by the free gift of God through Jesus, who came to earth as the God and man. For us to be able to stand blameless and righteous before God, our Father, for our salvation, someone had to take the punishment for our sin. Someone perfect, someone willfully obedient, someone holy, someone righteous. Jesus Christ, God's perfect and only Son, himself righteous also, went to the cross for every one of us and for all of our sins. Sinless himself, he was beaten, crucified, died, and buried under the burden of our guilt, our shame, and our sins, so that we could be justified before God. We, who were unable to do anything to save ourselves by our words, our works, our money, or our status, are now wonderfully clothed in his righteousness before our righteous judge, so that we no longer have to fear his judgment. We no longer have to cringe in worry that we haven't done enough to warrant salvation. The Lord has made himself known through his word and his church on earth. God is perfect, holy, and he does judge all people in righteousness and sits on his throne forever. While the wicked will perish, our Lord does not forsake those who know his name and put their trust in him. Give thanks to the Lord with your whole heart. Tell everyone of his wonderful deeds. Sing praise to his name, our Lord Most High. God doesn't love us because we are so good. Nope, there's nothing good in us. But because we have been baptized into Christ's name, out of God's pure unconditional love for us, he has redeemed us sinners and given us his righteousness, so that on that judgment day, when God looks at us, he will see all of Christ's goodness and all his perfection and good works, because they have been given to us. Today, from a prayer of Martin Luther's, we pray. With all our hearts we give thanks to you, O Lord, because at all times you dwell with your Christians and graciously preserve those in the true faith who confess your name. Dwell in us, O Lord, with your grace. Increase your church daily and grant us to be and to remain true members of the same to our final end. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Yeah.
Songs of Hope with Denise Seaman will be back next week. Please write your comments, suggestions or requests to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Check our program online and stay tuned for more.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.